Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, other types of containers that develop holes. Mishnah says, Hasalin shel pat shi'uran bekikarot shel pat. Bread baskets are measured with holes the size of the loaves of bread. In other words, if a loaf of bread could fall out of the hole, the basket is no longer fit for the original use and is not a utensil anymore in a way, and therefore it is tahor. If a reed mesh basket broke open at the bottom and he made reeds for it woven in from the bottom to the top to support the bottom, tehora, it's still tahor. Even though the new reeds support the bottom, the basket is tahor because the reeds supporting the bottom will eventually slip out from the weight of the things placed in the basket. The basket can't hold the items that it was specifically made for, and therefore it's not a container that could still become tameh. So therefore, we say it is tehora going forward. Asala gapin kol shehen teme'a. But if you made small clasps by twisting the top of the support reeds over the rim of the basket to keep them in place, then it's a container that can become tameh. The clasps over here over the rim will keep the threads supporting the bottom in place even when the basket is filled, so it serves its same function. The basket is fixed and can become tameh. Rabbi Shimon omer, im ena yecholah lehinatel bagapayim tehora. Says Rabbi Shimon, if the basket cannot be lifted by holding only the clasps, it is tahor. If the support reeds will come out when a person tries to lift the basket only by the clasps, then they're not considered to be a permanent repair to the broken basket, and it remains tahor.